Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Journalist Yvonne Redden is with me here on Lunchtime Live today. Yvonne, I read with great interest your article recently about car shopping. Tell us your experience.
Oh my God, where do I start? I suppose every year I kind of look to upgrade the car, you know, and I dread it every single year. I'm a single mom. I go into these dealerships and garages and I'm just, my anxiety just goes through the roof. I just feel that, you know, they're like the Danny Dyer kind of lads in the car dealerships and garages, aren't they? You know what I mean? We could do with a few Jackie the lads instead of Jack the lads. I just find, I always think that they look at you as if you're a little bit dim and you don't know enough about cars, you know, and sometimes that is the case. I mean, I certainly was like that at the very start when I started to learn to drive. But you have to learn, you know, a lot more when you're going into garages. You need to know information. But yeah, it's just been an awful experience since I started driving about 9 years ago until this year.
Right.
So this year I decided I wouldn't go into the dealerships and go in and you know, talk to the lads. I decided to kind of go online and look through and do it that way and just be more comfortable on doing it at home. So I did, and I found a dealership online and I rang them up and I found the car that I wanted. I did my research, kind of pinned it down to two cars, and I got it all sorted. They brought the car up for me and took mine away and got a good deal. So I think it was a totally different experience this year, but I think I had to learn kind of a different tactic to going into the garages and dealerships, for me anyway. I mean, not everyone has the same experience as me, Andrea. You know, some people have had great experience and they have lovely mechanics. They go to the same garage for years. I just found, maybe I was just unlucky. I just didn't know, my knowledge wasn't as good.
I wonder that because I have to say I read your article and it really, really resonated with me, Yvonne, because I know over the years I've gone into garages and, like, I mean, you kind of feel like a little bit of a dope. You're going in and you're asking questions. You don't really know, and I'm not generalising. I'm sure there's plenty of other women who know exactly what questions to ask, by the way. But I know that I certainly go in, I'm not really sure what to ask. I kind of find I'm asking friends who know about cars four questions to ask that nearly makes, to try and make you sound like, you know, what, that I know what I'm talking about. And then when I was reading your article, I was thinking, God, that's so true. Like, you know, you kind of just take in good faith what you're being told by. But that's probably, that comes back on me because I haven't done my research about it.
Well, and look, I'm more journalist than we should. But when it comes to that, I don't. But, you know, I had an experience a couple of years ago when I went to, I said, come on with me, my male friend. And they immediately went to shake his hand. You know, it's a real male kind of area that they just automatically think the man, it's always a man buying the car, which it probably was years ago. But most women buy their own cars. You know, so, I mean, he lost that sale that day, by the way, because he went to shake my friend's, you know, hand. I suppose it is learning a bit of the lingo and the language and, you know, and I'd love to see more car saleswomen. I think I would buy a car off a woman easily more than a man. And look, that's, maybe they need a bit more training in how to deal with women that don't have, they come in on their own as well. I mean, it can work both ways, really, can't it?
But Nadia Dan, who's the founder, of course, of Ashford Motors, is with us here, Yvonne, on the line as well. Well, Nadia, like, you know, you're very much kind of leading the way as a female car garage owner, car sales owner. Like, people, of course, know of you. You've been with us many, many times on the programme. Why is it that a lot of us feel like this, that we feel maybe we've been taken a little bit for granted when we go into the car garage?
Hi, good morning.
Good afternoon,
I should say. How are you? Yeah, it's a funny one, as Yvonne said there, you know, the kind of feeling of going in, feeling like a bit of a dope, as she said. Like, I've had women over the years tell me the same thing. They've had these experiences. And again, it's not everyone, and there's some great garages there that do have females there,
of course,
as well.
Yeah.
But I think it's just because, you know, in the past, traditionally, cars, mechanics, it's a man's world. And, you know, with all this being in mind, and I've even had it happen to myself before I opened up my garage. I went into a dealer and I had a car and I just felt like I wasn't getting a good price at all just by having a quick look online and seeing what they were going for. And I just thought, okay, no, this just makes no sense at all. And actually, that's what led me to put up my own car privately initially and sell it and kind of started the whole thing. But like, with it being in mind, I suppose, myself being a female, we've always focused on females coming in here and even doing videos on them and just putting women out there, because we know now that women are becoming more prevalent in buying their own houses, buying their own cars. Not all of them have, you know, husbands, dads to come in with. And I actually had a lady who'd lost her husband, and their whole life together, he had always been the one to buy the car, make those decisions. And when she came into me, she burst out crying because she'd never had to be the one to buy the car. It was really stressful. Now, in the end, it was a good experience. And I think with women, they might not know all the jargon. And sometimes they feel like, you know, all the technical words and the jargon is being thrown at them and it's a little bit confusing. Whereas I think women just want to get a good deal, know that they're going to be looked after. And then some of them do know exactly what they want, or some of them it's just about, is the car comfortable, economical, you know, again, if they've got kids, not kids. And like, we have CEOs coming into us, women in tech, and they are more informed now. We're so lucky that everything is online now. So with ChatGPT, you can literally put in what car you want.
What do I need to ask?
Exactly. And I'm seeing that more and more. And interestingly enough, I put out a job application about 2 months ago on social media, and over 60% of the applicants that came in, I'm delighted to say, were women. So there is obviously a want there for women to work in the motor industry. But also when it comes to that, I think flexibility is hard, because this car sales game is hard. It's 6 days a week. It's 9 to 6. Sometimes you have to do after hours. So I think it's all about making the industry more supportive for women who want families as well. And that's where we seem to lose as well, the women, because the flexibility isn't there, I suppose. But I'm happy to say, out of all those applications, I hired a female sales exec, and she's absolutely amazing.
Yeah. It's listeners got in touch to say, I was once told by a car dealer when I asked about the spare wheel that I didn't need to know if I got a puncture where it was. If I just stood in the side of the road, somebody would help me. How helpful is that? Another listener says, if you imagine that this is just a female experience, how typical of you, according to Declan. Joey Donnelly from Crofton Motors is with us on the line today. Well, is Declan right, Joey? It's not just a female experience.
I certainly don't think so. And I'm glad Nadia was on first there to speak, because it was someone who came straight to mind in terms of, you know, women in our industry. And I think for me, I'm on the repair side of things, predominantly on the crash repair side and the mechanical side. And we do often get female members of the public coming in, and automatically they feel like they're going to be spoken to in a particular way, that's, you know, someone patting them on the head or, you know, throwing jargon at them, as was said. And for me personally, I think in today's industry, shopping for anything, I think the purchaser has more opportunity than ever to become informed in how they buy something. And to the point about doing the online research, being able to buy a car online now, cars are kind of, the days of dealing and negotiating are becoming a little bit less frequent. Nadia might tell you, you know, that sticker prices tend to be on cars, and it tends to be, there's not a whole lot of movement. The previous orthodoxy of the men standing there saying it's 10 grand, it's 9.5, it's 9750, and then shaking on a deal, those days are kind of becoming a little bit more behind us. People can shop and see all those makes and models online and go, right, well, I want a blue BYD in whatever, or a Toyota in whatever colour. And you can find a multitude of places online that might have that specific vehicle for you. And the price is relatively, you know, fixed, and you can buy it, and that delivery and collection can be arranged if you felt like that. So I think actually the online research, we have as much information than ever available to us to make those purchases. But gently in the industry, I think there's good men and good people in the industry who are encouraging women into our industry. The SAMI do super work trying to encourage women into our industry, and people like Nadia doing that for us, that we would love to see more people in the industry, and it would change that orthodoxy. We love to see women coming here and saying, geez, this wasn't as hard as I thought it would be. You know, my husband would have traditionally done this for me, or my brother or my uncle or whatever. And we like to try and say, here's as much information as possible. You're well capable of making this decision yourself. We're not going to try and jargon you. And I think that is changing, but some of those old orthodoxies do exist.
Yeah, I'm sure Yvonne as well, there's probably plenty of men going into the garage, and many lads, they haven't a clue what to ask either.
Seem to know a lot more. I think that maybe they do the research more. And I think, like, what worked for me this time was definitely filtering down what I wanted. I knew it was between two cars. The mileage, I mean, I was nearly like asked to buy a car that had 200,000 kilometres on it. And like, I wouldn't have known that was way over years ago when I started, but I certainly know now. You know, so even having that bit of knowledge of going, well, no, that's not the way it should be. It should be a certain amount of kilometres per year to go with the year of the car. You know, so I've definitely picked up a lot more jargon language, and you have to go in there prepared. You have to, even whether it's online or in a dealership garage, you have to go in with the right, knowing what you want.
Listeners got in touch to tell us that myself and my husband, both in our late 50s, changed our car last year. I started the conversation in the garage as I'm the one who drives. This is the female listener. The salesperson immediately started talking to my husband, telling him the whole ins and outs of the car. Thankfully, my husband spoke up and said, "Don't tell me, I haven't a clue. I don't drive." The salesperson didn't know what to say. And finally, this listener's got in touch to say, "I'd like to remain anonymous, but I worked in the garage and the car salesman used to rub his hands together whenever a female came into the garage on her own, particularly older ladies. No discounts ever given or ever asked for," says this listener. The email, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. That's journalist Yvonne Redden, Nadia Adan, founder of Ashford Motors, and Joey Donnelly there from Crofton Motors.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on Newstalk. Conversation that counts.